Wisconsin is starting to reopen along with the rest of the country, and as people start to leave their homes, there's a growing focus on antibody testing. The test tells whether you have the antibodies that are produced when your body fights off the novel coronavirus. But some are taking the results to mean they have immunity. That's despite medical professionals and the World Health Organization saying we still don't know if that's the case. Ellie Thiel is the director of the Mayo Clinic's Infectious Disease Serology Lab. Ellie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, first, what are we testing for exactly in these antibody tests?
Sure. So when we get an infection, our body develops an immune response against that infection. And that immune response is very complex with a lot of different moving parts. But one of those parts are these antibodies. They're small proteins or molecules that can identify the virus, and they bind to it, and they can inactivate the virus, essentially stopping it from infecting other cells. So they're one way that we get protected from infection.
And that leads to the next question. If I have these antibodies in my system, suggesting that I've had COVID-19, even if I didn't have symptoms, what do we know about whether that is protecting me from future infections?
Yeah, so that's the big question right now. For many infections, once you develop these antibodies, they kind of hang around for a long time, and they can protect you from reinfection. For other infections, though, even though you develop antibodies, they don't have that same protective power. So that's, for example, why with influenza, we have to get vaccinated every year so that we boost our immune response to the virus, which would then protect us from reinfection. So for SARS-CoV-2, you know, a lot of us expect that there will be some level at least of partial immunity against reinfection after you've gotten infected once. But we don't really quite know that yet. There's some studies in monkeys showing that after an initial infection, when you re-challenge those same monkeys a second time, they don't develop symptoms. But those are very initial studies, and we need to, you know, see if that same concept occurs in humans as well. And then if we do have protective immunity, the other big question is how long does that last? And so over the next few months to even, you know, years, we're going to really better understand how long protective immunity lasts after an initial infection.
And if I test positive for antibodies, does that mean I'm past the stage in having COVID-19 and carrying this virus where I can pass it along to other people?
Yes, very, very good question. So it depends. So after an individual is infected, we start being able to detect antibodies anywhere from 10 to 14 days after infection or symptom onset. And then those same antibodies can be detected for months. So if you were recently symptomatic and you tested positive for antibodies, there is a chance that you still have the virus circulating in you. On the other hand, if you're tested much further out from that, say 2 or 3 months after you present with symptoms, chances are that you're not shedding that virus anymore. So it kind of depends on when you're tested. And that's why, you know, we still really rely on detecting the genetic material of the virus itself by the nasal swabs or throat swabs to determine whether or not you're shedding virus currently.
If I test positive for the antibodies and they provide some kind of immunity, that's great. Hopefully that means I don't get sick again. Does that mean that I can't pick up the virus and transmit it to other people?
Right. So that's again, the big question. And that's where protective immunity, the question of protective immunity comes in. So if we have the virus, you know, we're all hopeful that that means that we won't be reinfected again. But we still need some more studies and research to be able to say that definitively.
Right. People have floated the idea, this is for at least a month now, maybe longer, that, hey, we can give immunity passports is a phrase people have used. you've tested positive, great. You get this seal of approval and you can go out and do your job. Easy peasy. Is it that simple?
I guess I don't think so, because, once we know more about our immune response and whether truly it means that when you have antibodies, you're immune from reinfection, I think, then we can feel a little safer to go out and kind of decrease those social distancing measures that we've implemented. But again, until we have more evidence to indicate that once infected, you can't get reinfected, it's going to be really hard to make those decisions based on an antibody test alone.
We're talking to Ellie Thiel, director of the Mayo Clinic's Infectious Disease Serology Lab, about antibody testing, what it does and doesn't tell us about the COVID-19 illness and the virus that causes it. Do we learn anything from the potential for a vaccine as we do this antibody testing and figure out if, in fact, these antibodies do give us immunity in the short or long run?
Yeah, so that's a great question. I think antibody testing is really is essential for us to understand and learn about how these vaccines work and whether they are providing immunity, because with these antibody tests, we can monitor the efficacy of the vaccines. After you're vaccinated, we hope that we'll see a spike, an increase in antibodies, and then we'll be able to monitor how long those last, and those individuals will be monitored to see whether they develop COVID-19. So again, antibody tests for that purpose are going to be essential, but unfortunately, it's going to take some time in the form of months before we really understand the efficacy of those vaccines and whether they protect us from reinfection.
I want to talk about the testing itself a little bit. With the COVID test itself, I know they got the nasal swab, they put it right up in there, and then that gives them the culture. What are they actually testing? What do they need from us when they test for antibodies?
Yeah, so typically an antibody test is done from just a routine blood draw that you'll get for, a variety of other sorts of routine tests. There's a lot of work looking into alternative collection methods. You may have heard of finger stick methods that are, collect blood on a filter paper or a card. There's also some new emerging kind of at-home collection devices that individuals will probably hear more and more about. But the important thing is that the only type of test that we're using is one that has been reviewed by the FDA and has been granted emergency use authorization, meaning that there's a minimal level or criteria of accuracy that has been met. Because there's a lot of tests, there's a lot of different collection devices on the market right now, and we want to make sure that we're using ones that are vetted and we know perform well.
I've heard concerns, about some of these tests having high rates of either false positives, meaning, you got the antibodies, but you don't, or false negatives, meaning you do, but the test tells you you don't. How big a concern is that if we have lots of people out there who have had these tests and have the wrong info?
Yeah, it's a concern, and that's why, a lot of us in the field are trying to get the message across that even if you test positive or negative at this point, we really shouldn't be making any drastic decisions on those results. There's a lot of tests on the market. The FDA has indicated that there's about 29 that should no longer be distributed because they either have not met criteria or the manufacturers have not submitted their data to the FDA for review. And then again, we're still understanding or getting a better understanding of what our immune response to this virus is. So until we understand that better, we want to maintain social distancing, wear masks when you're around a lot of individuals in close proximity, regardless of what your antibody result is.
What would be the timeline on answering some of the questions that we've brought up here about whether antibodies can give us immunity, and if so, for how long they do that?
Well, you know, this virus, we've known about it now, and we've been dealing with it for 3 or 4 months. And in the grand scheme of things, that's really not a lot of time. You know, research into viruses and other infectious diseases and getting a really good understanding of their pathogenesis, that takes months to years. And so I think, you know, as scientists, as researchers, we've really gone gung-ho to get better clarity about this virus and its impact on us. And so I think it's going to take time. It's a new virus. Understanding all of its mechanisms of action and how we respond to it takes time, unfortunately. And that's, you know, in the range of months to maybe even years.
So correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm hearing you right, if people have had this antibody test, it sounds like you're saying really it doesn't change our behavior that much. We continue following the same safety guidelines as if we'd never had the test in the first place. Is that fair to say?
Well, for the moment, I think yes, until we know a bit more about it. I think we're all, you know, hopeful that these antibodies do provide us protective immunity, at least for a little bit of time, but we don't know how long that is. And in the interest of being conservative and being safe, we just want to continue practicing social distancing regardless of the result.
Allie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
That's Allie Thiel with the Mayo Clinic's Infectious Disease Serology Lab. She was with us to break down the latest on what we know about antibody testing for the virus that causes COVID-19.